The peaceable kingdom. The leopard is mine, the snow leopard with a face like a dinner plate, and I am the boy in blue knickers staring as fiercely as any warrior in any sheepskin ever stared. But I have no arrows, and my leopard will scare no one. Now there are only the tulips and the swans unfolding their soft wings, and the green stream along whose banks harps are strung in the acacias, over whose waters the sun passes like a silver hand carrying a cup of wine. I had not thought enough of death, of entering the black canal, of rising from the water with my black feathers wet and my ears open like the mouths of babes for milk, to drums and cymbals, gongs and horns, and that song the stars sing just before dawn, when there is a night for them to leave behind and the loss of it growing. Now our hearts are lions' hearts, golden in our breasts, and if we spit, it is Solomon and the silver of all his temples, not Solomon Grundy, nothing is Grundy here, and though my sandals do not quite fit, and though the little gray lambs will never leave me alone, there is only good morning in all this, and how do you do again? My mind is like the harp strings, with a breeze blowing always and no rest in sight. It is a mind that belongs to the four winds, and a body that is only the thought of a thought, a reminder of something the mind tries to gather into a pile like wheat, but the pile blows away, and I watch gold fragments turning on the wind. Here the lilies lie down at your feet. Here everyone wins the prize, so you don't know where to look, whose elbow to softly touch. And there is always in this liquid air the song my mother sang to me, but now it is for everyone, and my heart, which is a lion's heart, no longer rolls over and weeps at the sound. What I wished for is not as I understood it to be. I have still not seen an angel, unless that red cloud passing beyond the trees when my leopard went for a walk was one. And though there are no gates here, no locks or keys, there is also no way to leave, no way in this lion's heart to desire to do so.